All right, good evening, everyone. It's 6 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It looks like we have a quorum. Is Alan on the call yet?
Yes, he is.
I am.
Okay, so we've got all board members except for Patty, it looks like, unless Patty's one of the callers. Okay, we'll move forward then. Any additions or modifications to the agenda? If not, I would
Jim,
entertain. Go ahead.
Jim, I would like to ask the people that are on this that I don't know who it is, CCK and ECC, to let me know who they are. I'm not getting a response, so I don't know what to do.
Okay. We've got caller one and caller two. One of those, I think, is Alan. And then we have a Citizen Mobile and a Citizen K Mobile and Elbert County Citizen. So if any
right.
of those
folks... Right, and there's a caller two. A caller two I need to know as well.
Okay.
One of those is going to be probably me, Jennifer Richardson from Simla.
Yep. That
Could
was
you
caller two.
Say it again, please.
Jennifer Richardson, common spelling on both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think you may just put Karen for the moment, unless Citizen K and Elbert County Citizen give us a heads up as to who they might be, that you just indicate that there were three citizens also attending the meeting via GoToMeeting.
Yeah,
that, does that
that's
work for you?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so
to.
Yeah, if there's no change on the agenda, I would entertain a motion to accept the agenda, please.
I would make a motion that we accept the agenda as posted. This is Alan Krennic.
Okay.
Do I'll
have
second
a second?
It.
Okay, Karen, thank you. So Alan has moved, Karen has seconded that the agenda be accepted. All in favor signify by saying aye or raising your hand if you're on video. Aye.
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 All right, thank you. Oh, Patty's joined too. Hi, Patty, thanks.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
No worries, we just got started. Would Alan, if you could provide the treasurer's report, please.
Okay, our current balance are in the Bank of Oklahoma, we have $21,988.24. And in the Community Bank of Colorado, the checking account has $372.385.21. Our money market with Bank of Colorado has $800,912.23. And we have $500 in petty cash for a total checking and savings. Our current assets are $1,195,785.68. I'd like to point out to everybody, with our money market account now, we are getting about $161 a month in interest since we've moved that there. So I'm kind of proud of that. We've accumulated almost $912 there.
Cool.
We have
Great.
Accumulated $912.
Cool.
Is there any other questions?
Alan, it may be a simple, silly question, but is there a reason that we still have the Bank of Oklahoma checking account 21988, or would we be better served to just go with the two accounts at the commercial bank or community bank? Sorry.
It's my understanding we've left that there to kind of, even though they are giving us interest, the interest is minuscule, but it keeps a line of credit open so that sometime in the future, if we, when we choose to do our expansion, it gives us an in with them, as far as trying to, if they, we would want to use them again to finance that expansion. That's the only reason I can see that we have left that there. I don't know, maybe we can reduce it.
No, it was just a question that makes some sense, but it might be something to take a look at, as if that would ease up the, you know, keeping track if we don't really need that currently. You know, maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't. So whatever, I just wanted to ask that question.
Sure. I will find out from Wendy and talk to Tim, and maybe that's an item that you and I, the four of us have a discussion that's a good plan for the time being, or maybe we should reduce it, or I don't think we should eliminate it per se, but maybe we don't need to keep that amount there.
Yeah, maybe check with them and see if a 10,000 balance would suffice to do the same thing.
Sure. Okay, cool. I will.
All right. Any other comments or questions for Alan? All right. Thank you, sir. Next item, number four, is approval of the minutes from both the September 22nd meeting and the October 14th meeting. I would entertain a motion to approve both sets of minutes as written.
Make a motion to approve both sets of minutes as written.
I second that.
Okay, any discussion? Patty has moved, Robert has seconded that we approve the minutes from the board meeting of September 22nd and the board meeting from October 14th of 2021. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Number five, management committee, if there's a report.
Tim and I did meet on Friday briefly. Robert had an appointment for a booster shot, so he wasn't able to be part of it, but we had a brief meeting. We talked about the position task that he's given me for the reclassification of Wendy's position, and I am in review of that and working on a position description. And then we also talked about talked a little bit about the budget, and we talked a little bit about org strategy, and that was really all we talked about. We didn't want to talk about anything too heavy without having Robert be a part of that.
Okay, and sounds good.
And I plan to schedule another meeting. We haven't talked about it. I wanted to talk to Robert, but if we could have another management meeting next Friday, not this Friday, like day after tomorrow, but next Friday, I probably will have some information on the position to discuss.
So about November 5th, if that's the correct date?
The first week in November. That's right. We're looking at November. What's the date? November 5th?
I'm looking at my calendar. Just one second.
That would be the 5th, the first Friday, yes.
Can you guys meet at 10 via Zoom or?
I've got a...
Yeah, I think I could. That'd be fine.
9 or 10. I mean, it does. Or we can do later. Whatever works for both you and for Ken.
I just have to drop my Toyota off over at Integrity, and I should be able to get back. That's fine.
Does that work for you, Tim?
That's a good segue into my report as well. I'm dealing with a personal emergency over the course of the next couple weeks here, so I'll need to check on that before I can firm that up with you, but I will get back to you on that.
That's fine. That works. I'm pushing for that so that way I can try to make sure and get my stuff done before then. But if you can't and you need to do a different time, I'm flexible. Just let me know. Or a different day even. So.
Okay.
Would you drop me a reminder on that, Patty, so I can plug it in?
When we get a date, a time, I'll send you a reminder.
Thank you.
Tim, just let me know. And that's all I have to report on the management committee.
Okay. Thank you guys very much for your work. Director's report, Tim, any additions or comments about it?
Just one addition into what I had said before. I'd applied for and we won $18,000 from Colorado Humanities as part of the ARP Act. So we'll be able to have additional funds that we can spend, I think, until June of 2022, including on staff expenses, programming expenses, et cetera. So little win there for us, but that's all I had.
Okay. If you would congratulations. If you would just distribute that kind of a brief description to the board members, just so that we have that in our files. And then anybody have any questions, any board members, any questions on Tim's report?
Not at this time.
Okay. That kind of leads into number seven.
One question.
Sure.
One quick question. Do I need to carry that grant money? Do I need to carry that on the books anywhere at all, or is that just it's in the minutes and the library director will be in charge of the disbursement on that?
They're going to directly deposit those funds into our account, and then we'll just need to do a follow-up in September of 2022 to ensure that we've spent those funds as intended. So just direct deposit, and then as long as we're within the guidelines, you don't need to do anything else. We do have on both sides revenues and expenditures a grants line item. It's going to become a little more specific in 2022 as we've revised how those accounts look.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thank you.
One question, and it kind of, well, let me just also make sure, Tim, that you saw the chat from Karen, that make sure you send the recording to her, as her feedback is pretty tough tonight and she's missing a few things.
You bet. Will do, Karen.
So item number seven is follow-up discussion on the vaccine attestation data. Tim, I was a little confused as to exactly the total percentages of the entire district. Is it a combination of 36 and 41? Is it 41? You'd made a comment in your director's report, and I just wasn't quite clear on that.
Yeah, so with substitutes, it's 36%. And then if you take substitutes out, which are a substantial chunk, it would be 41%. So just kind of giving you a little bit of granularity there. When you're talking total staff, including subs, it's going to be 36%.
Okay. I guess then I would just ask board members with that information, do you have any thoughts? And maybe we can just go around the horn, starting with Robert.
Well, you know, I know this is a controversial subject, but you know, I'd like to see those numbers higher. But you know, 41 is better than none. I do think it, you know, we have a greater potential for cross infection, but I guess that's where it is.
Okay. Alan, any thoughts?
Well, I'm like Robert, I'm a little disappointed with the numbers. My wife read me off where the county stands as a whole, and we are 52 out of 62 in the state. We're at 48%. So I hate to say it, but we're below that deal. But everybody has, Robert is correct. It is very controversial, and everybody has their right to their own beliefs. So
this is
everybody. Excuse me.
This is Lori commenting from the Elizabeth Branch. I think we should be clear that the numbers don't indicate how many people have been vaccinated. They indicate how many people have turned in the signed form. I am quite certain on my team that the percentage is much higher, but there are several folks who are not comfortable with the form and chose not to turn it in.
I see. Okay, that makes me feel better, but then again, it makes me hopeful that everybody will, whatever. Maybe we need to adjust the form.
Did we give a deadline?
Patty, if any comments, Patty?
Did we give a deadline for returning the form?
Tim, not sure.
I haven't set a firm deadline yet.
Do you think we need to set a firm deadline on returning the form if it's going to be returned, just to ensure we know that everybody who's going to do it has done it?
Okay, Karen, any thoughts? It may be that Karen is not picking up the audio. So with Patty's comment, should we set a definite date then to say that by whatever XYZ date the form should be in?
I believe that's a reasonable request.
Okay.
This is Karen here. I can hear most of it, but not all of it. But I agree. I think we should set some sort of end time to have that put in, because then it's just open-ended and kind of vague.
Okay. Today is October 27th. Does someone have a suggestion?
I would suggest the 5th of November. That gives everybody almost not quite a week and a half. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it. If not...
Okay, 5th of November. Any other suggestions or comments, or would someone like to make that motion?
I make a motion we go with November 5th. I think that's plenty of time for people to be able to make a decision.
I would second that.
Sorry, writing this down here. So Patty has moved, Robert seconded, that we put a turn-in date, for lack of a better way of saying it, or an end date to sign the attestation form that was distributed since the September meeting as of November 5th, 2021. All in favor, say aye, please. Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Tim, if you would convey that to your managers to staff, that we have a definite end date of November 5th to complete the attestation form.
Will do.
Okay, moving on to number 8, and it actually is number 9 as well, and that is beginning or continuing discussions of, we'll call it the build out, whether you want to call it expansion of Elizabeth, but the build out of the Elizabeth facility. One of the thoughts that I had, we had, I thought, a successful work study session with the board when we got into some more detailed discussion about the handbook. I think it might be helpful to study a work, to schedule a work study session to start getting more serious about, you know, what are we going to do on the build out? So I would simply open up number 8 and number 9 for board discussion, and then we can decide if that makes any sense or if there are other ideas.
I agree with you, Jim. This is Patty. I think we need to start having a discussion about it, because I think if we're going to put it as an expense in the budget, we need a plan, at least a plan for the next year of how we're going to spend the money. I think we need to have a plan so that that then justifies what we're having as an expense. And I'm open.
I would like to have
as we need to get that plan started and get something outlined in a plan in place, at least for 2022.
Okay. Alan?
I would like to have a meeting where we, an in-person meeting, where we see the prints that we have now and then have a discussion among the trustees of what we want to do and how quickly we can do it so that we then can start putting numbers and get a plan of action there as far as coming up with blueprints and deciding what we're going to do. I think all that can be done in one meeting. We don't have to draw prints, but we need to have a serious set of goals so that we can get those drawings.
Well, I think we need to look. I mean, we've talked about expansion, but I mean, to me, that's really been brainstorming. We haven't really decided on, we've talked about a lot of things, but we haven't really decided on, are we going to expand? Are we going to partner with people? Are we going to, you know, are we going to do it on our own? Does the community want, you know, an expansion? We've kind of talked about this, an expansion on the north corner, you know, on the north part of Elbert County. So I think we need to look at what our mission and our vision is, and then we need to see, you know, we need to bounce around some ideas about what we think that our community wants. And I'm not even sure that it wouldn't be inappropriate for Tim to send out something to talk about, like, right, we want to improve the services of the library. What is it that those community members who use the library would like to see? I think we did. I think when I talked to Tim on that on Friday, I think he said the last time we did that was in 2016. So I think we need to get an understanding of, we need to be clear about what our mission and vision is, and does it include community services? If it doesn't include community services like building out the back of the building and having meeting space that we maybe could charge for and help support library costs, right? I mean, I just think there's a lot of things we need to talk about that we haven't talked about as a board. And I think we need to start building a project plan. Like, what are the things that we're going to need to do to get from A to Z? And I did ask Tim on Friday when we were talking in our management meeting to begin to think about, from his perspective, what does he see that those things are that we need to do, and to start writing out a task list that we could actually then put into a potential project schedule and manage to ensure that we're going to meet whatever goals and objectives that we determine. But I think we have a, I think there's a lot to be done. I don't know that we can get it done in one meeting, personally. That's my personal opinion, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but project management is what I do every day, and I think we need a plan.
I agree with those thoughts, and I don't know if this is a time or a point to discuss what, because Tim and I and Karen had a meeting with the Elizabethtown Council a couple of weeks ago, and at some point in time, I think we ought to report on what happened at that meeting and our personal thoughts, and maybe that's something that can be discussed at that, at a meeting like Patty is talking about.
I think we need to have a series of workshop meetings, and we need to talk about that brainstorming session that happened with the City of Elizabeth. And we need to talk about, as a board, you know, what our thoughts are and get them documented. And I think not doing it in this call is probably the right thing to do, because it's a lot to discuss. But I think we could come together and agree that we need to have a workshop meeting and plan it. Maybe we could plan out two so we can get them on the schedule. That's just my thought. I mean, I'm not saying that's what we have to do, but that's my thought about it.
Okay, appreciate it. Robert, any thoughts?
Yeah, I I just couldn't get in there. It is time. One of the reasons, as I discussed with you, Jim, that I felt I was brought onto the board was, and I know I discussed this at great length with Alan on a couple of occasions. There are people on the board that have background in doing some of these kinds of projects, and it seems like to me that COVID has been something that has kept us from probably, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses for the board, but the reality of the thing is it's been difficult for us to meet, but I think it's long past due. We're beholden to the taxpayers. They give us the money to do this, and I think we're doing a good job of managing it. We certainly have paid off the building. There are monies that we are trying to earmark to show that we're making improvements, et cetera. But I think from a formal standpoint, it is time to pull some things together so that if we do survey the public and get their input, we're ready to have some substantive conversations. And I think that those need to be real hands-on. I think we need to take a walk through the building together, brainstorm some ideas on what possible uses are. Making sure that the board, you know, has a pretty good direction on what it is that is in the back of our minds, so that as we merge our ideas with public ideas, or if we in the future decide that we are going to merge into a partnership, for instance, that is a possibility, and that it, you know, was has been suggested in the past, that we are ready to make some intelligent commentary about our direction. I know it's probably the hardest time of the year with the holidays, et cetera, coming up. But by the first of the year, I really would like to have a couple of meetings under our belt. It just seems like it makes sense to me.
Karen?
I think Robert's idea is a good one. I like the notion of meeting in the building and walking around and looking just to have the visual of what might be possible in those spaces. So I'm all for that.
Our November 23rd regular meeting is going to be the budget hearing, and that is pretty important. But we have another meeting scheduled early in December for December 6th. Should we think about making the bulk of that meeting a work study discussion about possible plans, and obviously take care of any other business that needs to be done that night, but you know, dispense with the normal business fairly quickly and then spend an hour or hour and a half beginning that discussion about, all right, we need to start working on this build out. Does that make some sense? Or do you, I think if we get any closer to the holidays and any further into November, early November, we may not be ready. So we certainly schedule one before the end of the year if we do it early December, and then maybe pick another one up in after the first of the year, but in January sometime. Does that kind of sound like the direction to go?
I agree with that, Jim. But the one thing that I would like to add to that, or as a suggestion, I'm not trying to make, you know, everybody just swallow this pill, but the, you know, as we come into that meeting, the December the 6th meeting, you know, take the time between now and that meeting to sort of generate lists of ideas or questions, or you know, just to me, the sky can be the limit on that kind of stuff. I think we need to understand what people have. When you say the word build out, that sounds, you know, I mean, it probably does not look the same to all of us. But if we had some sort of list that we could generate for each one of us to bring to the table, I think it would be instructive. I think it would, you know, let us see if we're all on the same page or if we're just all over the map.
That's why I think it's important that we have a meeting in November before your December 6th budget meeting. Like, can we not have like a 2-hour workshop, kind of like we did on the handbook, where we talk about, you know, what the vision and mission is and what our thoughts are in terms of, are we going to do a build out? Are we going to partner? Like, we haven't really had discussions as a board about that. And I think that's important. And I guess I'm pushing because I want to make sure that whatever we put on a capital expense line, that we've thought about, like, what are those things that we're actually going to do for that money? I want to be transparent about that. And so, and I know, you know, we talked about, you know, if we didn't use the money, we could put it back. But I just feel like we need to have a plan. And maybe we could do an outline, and that's a beginning, right? But I feel like we need to do something before we finalize that budget. And I know it's the holidays.
Guys, what about doing a meeting here the 10th of November? That's the second Wednesday. Have an in-person meeting for a couple hours in the evening, and everybody bring their wish list and whatever, and we can get this preliminary discussion, and then we have almost a month to let that percolate on what we bring to the next meeting.
So let me interject. The actual budget hearing is going to be November 23rd. So we need to have this figured out by the November meeting, whether we know exactly where we're headed or not. The two are related, but they're not necessarily interrelated. So the budget is going to be the budget. And then we also need to start making it, Patty, as you said, we need to start making a plan. And that's really what the workshop would be for. So I'm fine with meeting November 10th, but we don't have till December 6th to make that decision. We're going to have the budget. Go ahead.
Can we meet on November 10th and say, can we at least get an idea, you think, in a 2-hour workshop meeting? These are the expenses we're going to have in 2022 to support the build out, whether it's we're going to have an engineering design, or we're going to have an architectural review, or we're going to have, I don't know, something that, you know, is clear about what we're doing with the expense in 2022.
I think we can begin that discussion. Yes, absolutely.
Jim,
I'm agreeable.
Robert,
you and I briefly, and not with any depth or substance, have mentioned using local engineering talent. And that that has some appeal to me. Is that a possibility that we could discuss whether we're going to, it just seems like a fair thing to do to involve our community. And if we have some qualified engineering in the county, that we might want to consider it, or at least discuss using local engineering, et cetera.
Can we go ahead? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think that could be part of the work study session. I think we have to cover all of this stuff. It, you know, we could get into the weeds here, but I think that what we really need to do is meet and start talking about, okay, do we do it all at once by taking out a bigger loan? Do we do it just with what we have year by year? Do we involve local people to input that? Do we look further out so that we have more more credentialed background? I mean, those are all things that we can discuss. I hope I'm not missing your point on that, but I think to Patty's point and to my point, to Alan's point, to Robert's point, and I'm assuming Karen has said also she wants to get together and look at it again. I think we just need to get started, and we've kicked the can, for lack of a better word, down the road too long. We have to get going. We've owned the building 12 years.
On that we can all agree.
Yes. And I agree.
The meeting is we get this stuff hashed out face to face, and then from that tells us where we got to go. If we have to go back to the community, whatever, that tells us where we're at.
All right. So is everyone okay with November 10th, 6 p.m.? And right now the meeting rooms are officially closed. I suppose that we could take a look at what the COVID situation is and decide if that's, you know, we can amend that rule or make an exception. I mean, we are the board, so we can probably do that on an accepted basis. And I agree with Karen that we really need to take a look at the, just scope around, walk around, and start thinking about what this is going to look like, not excluding the staff whatsoever. So I like the idea of all of us bringing the ideas we have. And then Tim, if you would trickle down to staff to get at least some generic and general ideas that could be presented to us as well, whether you attend the meeting or not, isn't that critical, but just get that information to us. And we would schedule a board work study session November 10th at the library. Does that, at 6 p.m., does that all work for everybody? And I just go around, Robert, you're good.
Yes,
Patty, works. You're good.
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
And Karen?
Yes.
Okay. It is now scheduled for work study session. As we get closer, Tim will need to notice that properly in the normal way. And I will put something together prior to that time. Okay.
Okay.
Any other final thoughts from anyone on that, or are we good for the moment?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Item 10 asks if there's anything else that we need to talk about tonight. It's phrased slightly differently than that, but does anybody have anything that you need to bring to the board's attention?
Oh, I have a question.
Sure.
The budget meeting is a different, it's on a Tuesday, right?
Yes,
instead
because of Thanksgiving.
Our usual.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we I guess traditionally, and we know, I know this, we have always scheduled the week of Thanksgiving meeting to be like on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. It just gets too crazy, right? The day before the holiday.
Right. Okay, thanks.
All right,
I'm glad that got clarified, because it won't affect me, but it might some others that have family in town.
Right, right. And just a, reminder, since we're looking ahead, the next board meeting after that is December 6th, early in December, and then we will not have a meeting again short of a some sort of an emergency need. We won't have a meeting again until the fourth Wednesday of January in 2022. All right. So our
Monday.
Say again.
You're saying we're meeting on Monday, December 6th. I'm trying to understand. Monday, December 6th. For the December.
Yes, Monday, December 6th, per the schedule on the library website. Is that, Tim, do you agree with that?
Yeah, so that's part of that pre-approved list we have for 2021. We usually do it early, again, just because of the holidays and everybody going to see family later in December. It gets difficult to organize schedules.
Right.
All right, so I won't be able to make it on that.
Okay. But one of us will cover minutes for you, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so then there are actually, I'm going to put in here for number 11, the next scheduled meeting is now November 10th, 6 p.m. work study for the board to begin talking about build out, renovation, finish the back, whatever you want to call it. But we need to start that discussion. Bring your ideas, each board member. Tim, if you would gather whatever staff wants to contribute, just so that we have that as well. We obviously, want to be as reflective of what's needed as possible. But I think we all agree, and we all know this because we've lived in the county and tried to have meetings, there just is not enough meeting space anywhere. So that certainly has to be one of our priorities, I think. And then so November 10th and November 23rd, two meetings in November. Any questions on that? Do we need to send out, I was going to ask you, do you need, would you like reminders like 3 days prior to meetings? I can certainly accomplish that. I end up sending stuff out and sometimes it's out a little bit earlier.
I would like that.
Okay. Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Jim, may I make a shout out to somebody?
Sure.
I'm always trying to follow what everybody's doing in all of the different branches, and I just have been really tremendously impressed by all of the activities and the things that I'm seeing in the Simla Library. And I actually know some people down there that are just thrilled with what's going on. So I really appreciate that, and I think it's great work.
Simla, is that in the county?
He's a funny guy.
I've had that question asked from people who aren't familiar with the county. Where's Simla? Is it in the county? Yeah, it is, actually. All right. If there is nothing else, at 6:43, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I second your motion.
I would make a motion to adjourn.
I'd second that.
So Patty, Alan, and Robert were all involved in this motion. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We'll meet again on November 10th. Make sure you do your homework because we do have a teacher on the board.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, everyone. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.